Oh, right. On this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, very excited to be talking with an owner and head coach over at Team Shogun and a lot of cool stuff on the go, Luai'i Kiblai'i. Great to have him on the show for the very first time. How's your day going so far, man? You having a good one?
Oh, no, it's good, man. It's an honor. It's an honor to be talking to you guys, to you, Dylan, and to everyone else, for sure.
Oh, thanks so much, man. I mean, I feel the same way. It seems like you've got to, you know, do some cool things over the years. But I guess, like, one of the more recent things that I was noticing was you getting selected to be part of the Valentina Shevchenko coaching team with the Ultimate Fighter. Like, how did all of that come about?
Yeah, man. It was like 2 weeks ago. It was out of a sudden. I got a phone call from Valentina, and she was telling me about it, so I was selected, me and my brother, Oki Kiblai'i. He's as well owner of our gym, Shogun, as well. We have a couple of branches. I don't know if you know Shogun. It's the first martial arts gym, Muay Thai gym in the region, in Lebanon and in the Arab world. It's since 1979.
No, that's massive. It must be cool to be part of such a rich history there.
It's an honor to be alongside with Team Shevchenko, 17 times world champion of Muay Thai and undisputed UFC champion 7 times. To be honest, it's an honor to be alongside, helping her and helping all the coaches around the globe. You know, it's a big thing to be selected from all over the world to be there at top 32 in the UFC at the Apex. It's a dream come true.
I mean, such a rich history, not just with the gym, but even your connection with Shevchenko there, from what you were saying. Like, do you remember when you, I guess, first met Shevchenko and kind of, you know, began preparing for all these fights with her?
Yeah, it's been like more than 10 years or 15 years. I've known Valentina and Coach Pavel and Antonina. You know, we're friends. And I used to do Phoenix Championship here in Lebanon and outside. And she used to come here. She came to Lebanon a couple of times with her sister and Coach Pavel. And they gave seminar. Even Valentina came and Antonina came and fought here in Lebanon a couple of times. So yeah, it's very nice, man, to have such a friendship and to be doing such things together.
Yeah, it's an incredible thing, man, and you seem obviously very passionate about Muay Thai and, I mean, martial arts in general, but just saw a bit ago you were, you know, shouting out Muay Thai Day and everything. Like, when did you first start embracing the art of eight limbs? Like, when did you get involved with Muay Thai initially?
I started at age of 3 when I was like, now I'm 35, so around 30 years ago, 32 years ago, we started kickboxing. There was no Muay Thai, and in 1995, the Muay Thai was introduced to Lebanon and to Arab world, and then we switched into Muay Thai, so like, it was like 6 years, so I did like 3-4 years, and I continued doing like Muay Thai and kickboxing at the same time, but like at maybe age of 9 or 10, switched completely to Muay Thai, and I'm in love with Muay Thai, man. It's life. Muay Thai is life.
Yeah, and you've gotten to represent not just as a competitor, but I thought it was cool seeing a bit ago that you got to lead the Lebanese national Muay Thai team. That must have been a huge honor.
Yeah, I've been coaching. I've went like a couple of times to the Arab Asian World Championship with the team, representing Lebanon. It's any country, not just Lebanon. So when you represent any country, it's an honor. It hits different, completely. It's different, not just representing yourself, representing a whole country, you know. So it's an honor representing any country. In any work, not in any sports, not just Muay Thai, in any kind of sports, it's an honor always raising your flag and showing the world your small country, you know, what it's capable of doing and going.
Yeah, for sure. And you seem so well traveled. Like I was seeing that feature on you for MMA Arabs, or I believe it was, where it was talking about just how often you go out to like Tiger Muay Thai in Thailand to kind of, sharpen up the skills there and stuff like that.
I've been 17, 18 times to Thailand, like maybe last couple of years when COVID things started, things slowed down because it was like difficult to travel with all the restrictions and to get a visa. But like from 2005, I guess, or 2002, 2002 until 2019, I've been like 17, 18 times. Fights, camps, going with the team, going with the fighters, man. It's kind of like, especially going to the hub of Muay Thai, where it all started. It's completely different. I've been to Bangkok, to Phuket, to other cities, Ayutthaya, everything, man, in Thailand. It's just different, doing their camps, training there. It's like feeling the real Muay Thai. And meeting all fighters around the world and world champions and local champions. It's like life, man, when it comes to Muay Thai. It's all what it's about.
Yeah, the passion really comes across, and it seems like an interesting time just with you saying that you got into Muay Thai as young as three. And from what I can tell from some of the like Instagram photos and stuff like that, you have a young kid yourself. Has he kind of been around the gym at all? Has he seen dad getting up to some Muay Thai?
Started for sure, like when I'm a Muay Thai like practitioner, your son, and my life is Muay Thai, like from morning till evening. That's the only thing I do, I just manage the gym and give classes from morning till evening, and that's what I love doing. So yeah, when I first thought I heard that I'm having a son, that first thing came to my mind that oh, okay, he's going into Muay Thai early. So yes, he start now he's 4 years. He started like maybe at three, or maybe like a couple of 6 months ago. No, or like a year. Like he was 3 years old, and he's doing like now once or twice. And seeing your child doing what you love most, it's just amazing.
Yeah, I love to hear that, man. Such a beautiful kind of connection. And it's cool that you're able to, be involved in something you're clearly so passionate about full time. 'Cause I was seeing you had some like previous kind of gigs in like more of the sales and marketing kind of space, which I imagine would help you in like the gym ownership kind of capacity. But yeah.
I finished high school. I then went to university. I did my degree in marketing and management and advertising. I went to like to corporate life. I stayed like five, six years. And then after 5, 6 years of corporate life and doing more at the same time, I said, no, stop. I need to focus on one thing. And it led me to my hobby. Like, okay, I was not, it was not work. I was doing my passion, but my passion could be work, and that was the turning point in my life. And like 2015, I completely stopped corporate life and I went focus on my business, and here I am now. So like, I don't regret a second doing it, because at the end, you got to succeed in life. You got to do what you love.
Well, it's kind of cool because you develop this knowledge that's obviously beneficial to being able to, be involved in Muay Thai, which you clearly have a lot of, passion and fervor for. So, yeah.
I'm not just training. I'm doing all the management and business side of the training and of the gym. It's hectic. At the same time, you're doing everything. It's like a one-man show. I have a whole team, but at the end, you have to do all the deal with all things, all the stuff. You need to be on the ground all the time. You need to do the marketing, the management, everything, man. You know how it is. So I'm doing like the corporate life, but in my life, in my love, in my gym, at Shogun, at
Yeah, it's cool. It's like you're using your schooling as a means to like be fully involved in something you're passionate about. And I mean, for sure, like it's gonna, take up a lot of your time and effort for sure, but just kind of cool because maybe when you're going to school, you're not necessarily I guess, like, seeing that kind of path? Or was the goal to almost use that, like, marketing and know-how to create a business of this persuasion?
Yeah, exactly, man, exactly.
Yeah, no, it's awesome to... It's awesome to see for sure, man. So, I mean, this whole Ultimate Fighter situation is kind of interesting, though. Like, I mean, have you been involved in something of this persuasion before? Like, it's, I mean, in the sense of, like, a reality show, I mean, that component of it. Yeah.
You know, I don't know if we started, like, Desert Wars and with the other fighters in 2011, like, 2012. We did, like, the other reality show it doesn't work, it's called the Academy. So, like, we had so many fighters, and MMA from here, you know, like, from this gym, exactly, we had all the big fighters who won World Championship, Arab Championship. They all started from here, from Team Shogun with us, like Muhammad Fakhreddin, Muhammad Gharabi, Muhammad Karaki, Rami Hamed, Elias Ba'alini, and the list goes on, man, you know? So, MMA wasn't so popular in Lebanon. It started, like, kind of 2010, 2011. Like, mainly, and then it started going up year by year, and it is what it is now. Like, we have so many talents here in Lebanon, amateur, like, professional. We have Lebanese fighters are good. They have good talent, and it's... And we can see in the championships they are doing very well, local and internationally wise. Not only in MMA, but also in Muay Thai, in Jiu-Jitsu, in all sports, you know. They are real fighters.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear. I mean, it's cool that, you know, Team Shogun seems to, you know, have so many people in different parts of their journeys. I imagine there's always, you know, respective fights coming up for these guys, whether you're helping, like, an amateur fighter in, like, the early parts of their career, or someone who's, like, trending to, like, be a world champion almost. So love to hear that. It must be stimulating for you on, like, a coaching level to teach all these people at different parts in their journey.
Yeah, exactly. It's the small things that counts, you know. You can help in not just in teach them, like, sports and everything, and they become like family, you know. At the end, it's not a business, it's like family. And here at Team Shogun, we're like one family, one team. Like, it's our slogan is like all for one and one for all. Like, one of us goes to war, we all go to war, you know. So, and that's the spirit we have built in generations from 1979 until now. Like, you know, we had so many fighters, so many championships, and it's ongoing, like, year after year, and we're building it up more. It's something interesting and nice doing it. It's an honor to be, to, you know, to meet, to help fighters reach their goal and do what maybe I couldn't do, you know, because we couldn't have the chance they have now. So it's like a dream coming true. Like, if they win, I win. If they lose, I lose. If they're sad, I'm sad. You know, it's like a family. It's not a business.
Yeah, that comes across. It seems like a very strong group, and then also cool to see some, you know, friendly training with some other gyms. Like, I saw you guys getting in work with, like, TriStar Gym Lebanon. So love to see that too.
Yeah, we do every week. Like, we have connections with all gyms. We're on very good terms and with TriStar, with, you know, all the gyms. You know, like, we don't have whoever wants to do sports and whoever wants to help his fighters. We're always ready here to help anyone, and also, you know, our fighters will get experience from sparring or having, like, friendly games with other gyms. Always you have to something new to learn, like, you know. Always it's good to interfere with everyone, just to gain experience, to build connection. At the end of the day, it's sports, you know. It's all about respect, it's all about friendship, and nothing is personal. So whatever helps our team, our athletes, our fighters, we're always ready to do what it takes, you know.
No, I love that, man, and it definitely reflects in the successes of the gym and everything. And yeah, you've been really great with your time, and I appreciate getting to talk to you a bit, man. But I guess just in being mindful of the time and, busy schedule on your end, I'm wondering if maybe there was a final thought you wanted to add as we were kind of wrapping up.
Thank you for your time, man. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much for you, the Arabs MMA, for always following up everyone, every sport, and all athletes, putting the spotlight on everyone, not just everyone, who's into sports, you're always putting the spotlight on them, and that's a big thing. Fighters need such always media to help them, because it's all about media at the end. Maybe you could help in anything that could take them anywhere. So you're always there for any fighter. Thank you so much for your time, guys. Really appreciate it. And just to end it up, it's an honor to be with Valentina Shevchenko alongside with Coach Pavel and other coaches from around the globe, just helping like world, if you want. They're not just fighters. To be chosen and tough, and to be have a contract in the UFC, you have to be the strongest. So it's really an honor to be chosen to be take part of this show. I don't know if maybe I'm the first one from Lebanon or Arab world to have the chance to do it, but it's really an honor doing it alongside with the top of the world, and especially with undisputed UFC champion like Valentina Shevchenko. All the respect to her career and how she started and where she is now. She's a really inspiration to all the generations and all the athletes around the world.
Yeah, well said, man. I mean, definitely a great parting thought. And again, just super appreciate you making some time. Definitely excited to see what happens with this season of The Ultimate Fighter, and just, all the best to Team Shogun in general. And yeah, hopefully first of, many chats going ahead. I definitely like talking to you, man. But yeah, you have a good rest of your day, and looking forward to whenever we talk again.
Cool. So thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you for your time, and sure we'll catch up soon again. Thank you so much.